Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme, created by Layla Abdo. This podcast will be best enjoyed by mature audiences due to strong language.
Hey fam, it's your ever humble queen, Mara Titus. First of all, I want to thank you all for educating me on the awful things the Deep Throne has been doing to our country. I never could have imagined that Nefertiti ran a camel sex ring out of her pita kitchen. I promise that as your representative in the palace, I will root out this corruption. But first, I'd like to share some interior decorating tips for the common people. Today, we'll be discussing how to hang your gold sarcophagus on the ceiling. Here's my little secret for the job. Servants! Higher, come on, I want it way up there. You really have to micromanage these people. It's not their fault, of course. The poor have smaller brains. Hashtag grateful. Put your backs into it. Why have we stopped? Well, crying about it isn't going to bring him back to life. Hashtag thoughts and prayers. What? You can bury him later. Trust me, your son would want this to look amazing. Well, while they clean up, let's get back to my cooking tips. Now, when you're cooking with gold, you really want to make sure you're using 24 karat because you'll appreciate that extra softness as it makes its way through your colon.
Now, let us return to Aaron, who, having decided to fight fire with fire, was studying his IPAP.
All right, Aaron. There's no reason to be scared of new technology. You're gonna combat Mimi and Keck's deplorable brain rot with honest content. This is your way of speaking to the masses. Okay. People of Egypt, the revolution starts here. We, as the people, deserve more than just cat videos and confusing erotica. These wonderful IPAPs put us on a level playing field with the highborn. It's time we use them to organize our cause and create a new world for the common people. And post. Okay, what the hell gets attention on this thing?
Aaron swipes and is greeted by a video from Queen Mara Titus.
Hey fam, back to my makeup tips for the day. So I like to use this cream as both a moisturizer and a foundation. It's one part hydrangea, two parts aloe, and six parts blood of slave children. It smells so innocent and powerless.
Jesus Christ!
Hasn't been born yet.
Oh, I mean, Abraham Ben-Terah!
Let's just move on.
All right. It seems like this social media is nothing but a way for the powerful to become even more powerful. I mean, isn't there anyone online who cares about the plight of the real people?
Aaron closes Instagram and opens YouComet.
Oh, YouComet. Isn't there anyone online who cares about the plight of real people?
As if in answer to Aaron's prayers, he is greeted by a video of two men. One looks like everyone's least favorite college professor, and another sports a shaved head, sunglasses, and the world's most punchable face.
Welcome back. I'm Erdon Peterson, and I'm talking to my special guest, Amon Tate. Amon, you and I are perhaps kindred spirits in that we know what's truly required to actualize our potential. I think men like us can serve as a conduit of good ideas and synthesize these primordial forces to push our reality towards a fully realized state.
I'm going to stop you right there. I didn't understand a word of that, but I 100% agree. Most men are basically invisible. Females get all the attention, but men don't exist.
Huh. No argument here.
Men are tired of being ignored.
Yeah.
They're angry because all the normies care about is Queen Mara Titus, who's a four at best, posting pictures of a stupid pussy.
That's the truth.
They're tired of sitting there like a cuck, watching videos of a sphinx fucking their bubby.
That's oddly specific.
The reality is player versus player. You want to be part of the top 1% of quality men? You gotta fight for it.
Exactly. At one level of analysis, we must acknowledge that, as males, it is our historic and biological imperative to generate order in the chaotic landscape.
He uses a lot of big words. He must be smart.
On another level of analysis, we need to embrace our archetypal duty to slay the Sphinx and rescue the maiden.
Because that's how you're gonna get a whole harem of bitches doing your bidding.
I guess he's saying that as a metaphor for social change and the battle against inequality.
And I'm talking fine bitches. Cletus the Farmer's Wife level bitches. At least 8s and 9s doing their things on OnlyFans and bringing you home the profit.
Seize the means of production, evenly distribute the wealth. We're on the same page.
That night, after Khufu and Sobekhotep found the plans to make Khufu the infinite power source, which Khufu doesn't believe to be true, despite the overwhelming evidence, the two stand on the palace balcony, looking up at Glorbulax and Mark's silvery ship hanging above them in the starry sky.
My liege, I cannot emphasize this enough. You should not get in a vehicle with those handsy beasts.
Stop overreacting, Sobi. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I learned that from the Iliad. Seriously, chillax. These are my bros, my guys, my wolf pack.
I fucking hate manfluencers.
Like when the Sky People first arrived, a beam of light descends.
Don't you love these light beam thingies? I can't stay away. Like a moth to the... Whoa!
As his priest, I'm supposed to go after him into certain peril, right?
Get your scaly ass on the light beam, Sobi!
If I must.
Khufu and Sobekhotep are lifted into the air. They are carried up into the base of the space vessel and find themselves in a large room full of blinking lights, oddly shaped machines, and even odder furniture. Glorbulax and Mark stand in the center of the room, various appendages waving in overly casual greeting.
Welcome to our ship!
Glad you can make it, bro!
Glorbulax! And, Mark?
It's Mark. How did you get Mark wrong?
Stifu, Mark. Welcome!
Where is everyone? I assume there would be other Sky People here?
Oh, there's loads of people on board, but we asked them to clear out of the bridge for a minute so we could greet you privately. Before we get to the tour, there's something we need to do, all in service of your big project.
Well, actually, we had some questions about that. You see...
Did you bring your iPad?
Sobekhotep told me we didn't have to get those.
We mean your magic papyrus.
Oh, right! We brought it, but it's showing a lightning bolt symbol. What does that mean?
Means it's low on power. Just grab hold here, and your divine body charges it right up. Pretty cool, huh?
But you don't need to know all that. Give me 1 second.
Ow! The iPad just bit me!
It's almost like you're in danger.
Pretty cool, right? I harvested 1 drop of your blood that can measure 1 million things. Oh, warning, it may not measure anything. I call it Theranos. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's great. Why do you need my blood?
Oh, just making sure the pyramid won't reject you or hurt you in any way. It's totally safe.
How would it hurt me? I'll be dead.
You will? I mean, of course you will, and good for you. But the Instagram pyramid is going to be connecting with you, even in death.
Oh, sort of shepherding me on the way to Duat.
Do what now?
Duat? The afterlife? You guys must know about the afterlife, right?
Of course we do.
They don't.
And that's exactly what Mark is trying to say. But he's the details guy, you know? You and me, we understand the big picture, and we don't have to worry about that kind of thing.
That's not true at all. Khufu is going to need to undertake fastidious preparations to embark.
See? Classic details guy talk. But don't worry about any of that. You get to reap the rewards. Now, how about that tour?
Sure. Let's do it.
That's the vibe we want. And I know you like your wives and all, but when you see the ovipositors and some of the gals in engineering, you will forget all about them. Right this way, after you.
Psst! Is he starting to suspect that he is the infinite power source and we are going to put him in the Chamber of Eternal Suffering?
Maybe thanks to you.
What do? We need him compliant.
Play along. This is our best shot.
Khufu and Sobekotep disappear into the bowels of the alien ship, concerned yet fascinated by the possibility of ovipositors, and the nagging feeling that their hosts are not telling them everything. As was her custom after a failed plot, Hanutsen spent the afternoon moping around the palace, loudly sighing to the great annoyance of everyone around her.
Sigh. Sigh, sigh. Sigh.
Stop making that noise, female!
Merc, let me handle her annoying ejaculations. Second wife lady, sorry you didn't get to capture Khufu with the cool Pokeball earlier. Don't worry, we'll capture him soon. We can even say you did it if you will still be our puppet leader.
I will be no one's puppet. Wait. Why do you want to capture Khufu? That was my plot.
She's cool. We can tell her.
Fine. We gotta have something to power Instagram. So we're gonna use the endless exobytes of Khufu's god soul to power the Pyramid Network once it's done.
How?
Oh man, it's freaking awesome! We're gonna trap him in a chamber of eternal suffering for his entire afterlife! And the memes will never stop, am I right? High five!
Chamber of eternal suffering?
That's all it takes for a never-ending Instagram! That's the dream, right?
As long as that female bitch hashtag tradwife gets her womanly antics off our network and back into the bedroom where she belongs. Am I right?
For real? How does she even have space to type with all those womanly fleshy protrusions blocking her view? Cover it up, human woman!
Use your hands for what they were made for. Am I?
Enough. I have heard enough. Do you not see that I, too, am a human woman?
I mean, kinda, but you're also a bro.
You want to capture Khufu, so you're basically one of the guys. We barely even notice that you have boobs. They're super tiny anyways.
Weak sauce!
But in a good way. We like that your boobs aren't distracting, so we can pretend you're a dude.
My boobs are not weak sauce. I am not weak sauce, and I am a woman. I will not live in the shadow of a pharaoh suspended in eternal animation. I will not be your puppet. I will be Horus on Earth, and I shall demolish you without need of your slaying tech. And you have the most ridiculous name I've ever heard. Mark, your parents must despise you.
It is pretty silly.
At the labor camp, everyone is still glued to their iPads, though they seem to be experiencing diminishing returns on the social media experiment. On the bright side, Keck has decided to join Estate, a matchmaking service for those who serve the Dark Lord Set, God of Chaos. He's currently messaging a prospect as Mimi watches.
Thanks for the picture. I didn't know it was possible to get that many piercings into your eyeball. Me? I'm 5'9", with jet black hair and epic shoulders. Am I under 14? Jesus Christ!
Once again, not born yet.
Sorry. Ramses the Second! This social media thing is starting to bum me out.
Oh, I hear you. Queen Meritidus' videos have been getting, pretty dark lately.
Hello, people of the real Egypt. It's Meritidus, your representative in the fight against the Deep Throne. Now, before we talk about how the drought last year was actually caused by a Greek space laser, I want to share with you something that will blow your minds.
Meritidus pulls out a round globe.
Now, I know they taught us in school that the Earth was a flat disk, held aloft by the sky goddess Nut. But what if the Earth was actually round? I know, it sounds crazy, and I know all the normies are going to call me a round earther, but I don't care. There's simply too much evidence. For instance, have you ever noticed that literally no one has walked off the edge of the earth? Or have you ever wondered why the moon god Khonso looks round in the sky? I even have a contact in the palace with a Z-level clearance who shared with me the theory of something he calls gravity. I'll explain it all soon. Until then, follow the plan and make Egypt great again.
Maybe Aaron was right. Maybe this network isn't good for us.
Oh, we might as well go tell him he was right. Mimi and Keck quickly stumble upon Aaron among a larger group of male laborers, all watching a live stream of Amon Tate and Ordon Peterson. Aaron, we've changed our minds.
We want to help you destroy the network.
Destroy it? This is the first time in my life I've felt like I have people who really see me. I mean, just listen to these guys.
Exactly. We slay the proverbial sphinx.
And crocodiles. And by riches, you mean women who are your property to sell for sex.
Yes, inherently.
Aaron, this is not good for you.
Yeah, these people are, disgusting.
Yeah, I know they may sound a little extreme, but they really have some good ideas.
This is why all men should be embracing inequality through the capitalistic paradigm. We can start by agreeing to eat the poor. After all, they have been scientifically proven to have more fiber.
Heard enough?
Maybe he meant that ironically?
Speaking of money, we gotta wash out for all those Jew money counters.
Well, of course. My slaying the Sphinx theory is entirely about the Jews.
What? The betrayal! All right. Just let's shut it down. Damn it, for once in my life, I thought I'd really found people who respected me.
I respect you as a brother.
You don't count, Mimi.
And remember, if we don't beat our slaves, how will they know how much we love them?
Oy vey.
We interrupt this episode for the Pyramid People shout-out. Today's shout-out is a little different. We are halfway through the show, and I couldn't let another minute air without recognizing the incredible team at the Great Pyramid Scheme. Follow these folks on socials, get dialed into their websites, and collaborate with these folks. We've got voice actors, we've got stand-ups, we've got writers, and a killer composer. I can name each of these folks individually, but I'm going to invite you to greatpyramidpodcast.com to check our cast and crew out. Special Pyramid love goes to the audio wizard of the Great Pyramid Scheme himself, Jason Koth. Jason has been the extraordinary sound engineer, mixing in our actor tracks, the brilliant sound design from Devin Wagoner, and the phenomenal soundtrack composed by Nival Mesoud. Jason, thank you for making us sound so good. If you live in Chicago, connect to this extraordinary music master. If you are making a podcast, get this guy to make you as shiny as us. Jason Koth, that's K-O-T-H, music.com. Now, let's get back to today's episode. Khufu and Meretitis sit at a richly appointed table in the palace, eating dinner. Or at least, Khufu eats, nervously. Meretitis mostly takes pictures of her food, only to caption them with lines like,
"Yummy! Hashtag grapes."
So Bekotep scurries in, looking even more flushed and anxious than he usually does.
My pharaoh, look here. There is no way you can ignore the evidence after this.
So Bekotep, you need to stop being paranoid. You've been going on about this since we got back from the tour. Look!
Hey, watch it. That salad has more followers than you do.
Nobody cares.
Literally millions of people care. Millions! Why do you consider my work to be less important?
If Glorbilax and Mark wanted me dead, and you know I hate to admit this, they could probably do it. I mean, Hinutsin's come close loads of times, so I'm sure they would have no problem sending me to Anubis if they wanted to.
That's just it. I don't think they want to kill you. I think they want to keep you alive. Forever.
So Bekotep pulls out the silvery metal sphere that he stole from the bottom of the alien's pyramid. He tosses it to Khufu, who catches it. It immediately hums and lights up, displaying the hologram of the pyramid with a bound Khufu-esque figure in the center. Lightning bolts emanate from the figure, down the length of the chain, and into the rest of the pyramid.
Ooh, they really captured my cheekbones, now that I think about it. Wait, why doesn't it do this when you hold it?
An excellent question. Do you recall on board their vessel when they explained that the lightning bolt symbol means power?
Yes.
And how the IPAP failed?
You can't fail them. It's a medical test.
Until you grabbed it, it gained power and it bit you. I believe that their machines need this power, and for some reason they need it from you.
And when the pyramid is powered up, it's going to keep me bound there, providing power until... Wait, you said forever earlier. How would I power it forever?
They were surprised that we die of old age, remember? I believe they have some way of keeping you alive forever.
But then I'll never go to the afterlife. I'll never be a true god. Why? Why would they do this, Sobi? I thought we were bros.
Please, my pharaoh. I am your best bro. Your fair bro.
Never say that again.
Of course. I think they are doing this to power their Instagram. It's as they said when they first came to Egypt. They want to expand it in some way. And the pyramid is helping them do that.
So preventing them from doing this, shutting down the pyramid, would stop Instagram?
But my followers, my clout, my grapes.
More importantly, my pyramid. Couldn't we just leave it standing and not put me in it?
Your Majesties, pull yourselves together. Now, how do we stop it?
Khufu, the aliens are going to put you in a chamber of eternal suffering. We must stop them.
I know. Hey, how do you know?
They told me. And it's literally in the About Us section of their website.
Haven't you, been trying to kill me since you married me? Why are you helping me now?
Well, they aren't killing you, unfortunately. So you would technically be Pharaoh for eternity.
Ooh, that does sound kind of nice. Wait, no! I don't want to suffer for eternity! Duh!
Plus, I want to be the one who kills you.
That's sweet.
Khufu, I have come to demand that you invoke your kingly powers to stop the plague that is Instagram.
Aaron, what an unpleasant surprise. I can't help you because I'm going to put a stop to the aliens for other reasons. I already had the idea.
Wait, why are you stopping the aliens?
Because they're going to put me into a chamber of eternal suffering.
I would love to see you in a chamber of eternal suffering.
Only if you're in the chamber with me.
I would love to be in a chamber with you, so I can invoke even more suffering upon you.
And I would invoke suffering right back on you.
I would make you suffer so hard.
You wouldn't be able to stop screaming from eternal, rock-hard suffering.
Enough of the sexual banter! We must stop the aliens!
Ah, Queen Hudson. I didn't see you there. Yes, we must! Wait, why do you want to stop them?
Convoluted pharicidal reasons. Why do you want to stop them?
Instagram has gone too far. All of the workers are too distracted to do anything, let alone strike for their rights. And no one will like my post except Mimi.
So, what are your ideas?
We could, throw something at them.
Yes, of course. But what if they duck?
Good point. Yeah. Maybe hit them with something. Not to hurt them, just to scare them a little.
Like, just a little pain.
It could even be pleasurable.
But not too pleasurable.
Just to scare them. Make them run away and leave us alone.
Us? Alone? That wouldn't be appropriate. What if it needs to happen?
Not us specifically, but us too. I guess we would be alone. When the aliens leave, and then who knows what could happen.
What do you think could happen?
I like the sound of that eternal suffering earlier.
Ugh, you two are useless. I've devised a plan and I don't need you for it. Goodbye. I'll leave you two alone.
Alone? But...
there's no reason why we shouldn't be alone.
Of course. No reason to be worried about being alone. Why would we be worried about being alone?
We aren't worried at all. In fact, we should be alone, to prove that there is no reason why we shouldn't be alone.
And so, as Hudson set out to get shit done, Aaron and Khufu stayed in the room alone together to prove that it wasn't weird for them to be alone together, initiating the most awkward yet sexual 10 minutes in the history of Egyptian civilization. From her time with the Sky People, Hanutsen knew there was one surefire way to break the network, once and for all. Unfortunately, her plan required the help of the most powerful influencer in all of Egypt.
And so, we have to ask ourselves, why don't they want us to know the Earth is round? What are they hiding? Is King Tut still alive? Are there microchips in the water that turn the crocodiles gay? I'm just asking questions.
I, Queen Hanutsen, am the strongest woman in all of Egypt, the regal power bottom of the Fertile Crescent. I will save these losers from themselves for Egypt, even at great personal cost. Hello, Meretitis, my fellow queen and sister wife.
Go away, Hanutsen. I'm spreading the truth and I don't have time for your mockery.
What? No, I would never. Okay, so I would. Look, I know in the past I've made no secret of my desire to kill you in painful ways to claim your position that is rightfully mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I haven't been the most supportive of your online endeavor, but... oh, Set, give me strength. I have been truly inspired by how you have reached the masses.
Really?
Of course. Never have I seen a ruler so authentic, but fierce. And I see now.
Is your nose bleeding?
Yes, it happens when I'm happy.
And I think some of your hair is falling out.
I see now why you are truly the number one queen of Egypt.
Wow, I never knew you could hold me in such high regard. Sister wife!
I surprise even myself sometimes. Anyway, in light of your newfound prominence to the people, your adoring fans, I did have one small suggestion for your sign-off.
What is it? I love that. Thanks, sister wife. All right, everyone, that's all for today. This is Queen Meretitis signing off. Hashtag girlboss. And post.
Brilliant, sister wife.
What's going on? Why am I losing subscribers? What are all these comments? I'm not being political.
Girlboss.
Typical reverse sexism. We should have known Queen Meretitis would go off the deep end. The Y chromosome is really all that separates us from madness.
Yeah, brah. Bitches, be crazy.
She's calling for a male genocide. That's the only way to interpret it.
Hashtag girlboss? Not cool, Meretitis. Not cool.
We thought you were a human woman who got it, and now you're going all feminazi on us.
No, I wanted
Nothing to... Nothing is more important to us than free speech, but you don't need to shove your vagina down our throats.
Also known as the Cairo Rinse.
It's obvious your whole civilization has been infected by the woke mind virus, and we can't have that spreading across our network.
No!
Would you look at that? Chaos wins. Grateful to serve you on this day, Dark Lord Set. Well, gotta go. Sorry I inadvertently destroyed your online career. BT dubs, I'm still the true queen. Bye!
Being rich, pretty, and powerful truly is the hardest job in the world.
Khufu, Aaron, and their entourages stand at the edge of the building site. The pyramid was deader than Keck's wardrobe, and, for a moment, silence reigned over Egypt as the network of IPAPs fell silent. Then Khufu, who actually reigned over Egypt and didn't feel like sharing the throne, spoke.
We have achieved a great victory today. It was hard fought and hard won, but the Sky People have been driven off thanks to us.
Ahem.
Thanks to Queen Hanutsen using Queen Meretitis. While we squabbled, they drove off the invaders at great personal cost, and in so doing, saved me from a lifetime of eternal suffering.
I regret everything.
But, more importantly, they saved our culture. They saved our people. They saved Egypt!
Yay!
You know, sometimes when you act like a leader, you aren't the absolute worst.
I have my moments. You did all right back there, too. Hey, what would you say to finishing the pyramid? Now that the Chamber of Eternal Suffering is defunct, we could use the frame as scaffolding and...
Yeah, let me stop you right there. Was this thing built with union labor?
It grew from the ground as living metal.
And was the metal unionized? United Steelworkers, perhaps?
I don't know. I didn't stop to ask.
Well, until I see some membership cards, we're not laying a single. Bent, scabby.
Lesser beings, heed my words.
And mine!
No, shut up, Mark.
Above their heads, the Sky People's silvery vessel swam into view, like a pop-up ad over Minotaur porn. Which, I bet you're going to look up when you finish this episode, you dirty, dirty...
And you, also shut up.
Well, I never!
We tried to bring you civilization. We tried to grant you the gift of social media, and you threw it in our faces.
Because it was brainwashing people. It was making people stupider.
Oh, cut the social commentary, Elizabeth Warren. You all seem pretty happy to lap it up.
No, no, he has a point. After all, it was you, Lord Relax, who couldn't stomach Meretitis's posts in the end.
Of course. Who wants to hear anything from women?
We do!
Bah! Your pathetic civilization can languish in obscurity for all I care. And you can build your own pyramid!
A glowing orb of light rushes from the bottom of the spaceship, striking the pyramid. There's a colossal inrush of air, and the metallic structure implodes into itself.
Will there ever be a day when he can keep it up?
Come on, Mark, let's go. Maybe the Mayans will fall for it.
Ugh, typical men.
Brow, 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 brow,
brow. We're here!
Damn it, Mark! These ones already have a pyramid!
Hey, you! Do you want another pyramid?
No, we're good with Chichen Itza.
You called your pyramid Chicken Shitza? You should fire your marketing. Ow! Mark, they're throwing rocks! Ow! I told you we should have stuck with Venus.
Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme. This episode was written by David Beyer and Robert Vincent Watson, with story by Nebra Nelson, and features the voice talents of Ali Nasser, Layla Abdo, Adrian Duell, Adam El Sharkawi, Laura Laham, Lynn Molly, Morgan Vincent Watson, Robert Vincent Watson, Bree Wernicke, and David Beyer. Sound design by Devin Wagoner and original music composed by Nibal Mesoud. The Great Pyramid Scheme is audio engineered by Jason Kaw. Learn more about our cast and crew at greatpyramidpodcast.com. Thank you for tuning in.